This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony today. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a good broadcast because I've had so many warring demons against me this morning.
Hallelujah.
So God is going to do something great because the devil is defeated in the name of Jesus.
There's always a battle before the breakthrough.
The breakthrough is in the power of the cross and resurrection of Jesus. Today, God has something for you. I speak these words, they are for you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The word of God. I tell you, there will be many weapons formed against you. The weapons that know your weaknesses. So if your weaknesses have to do with pornography, I tell you, the devil will present dirty pictures that you could snap on. Oh, yes. And he knows that your future or your present was spotted with these temptations. So he'll just load them up so that you would give in. But in the name of Jesus, don't give in. In the name of Jesus, give yourself back to Christ. No weapon fastened against you shall prosper.
And we have weapons. That is the best part. As we pray the rosary, we receive the purity that God gave the Blessed Mother. As we go to confession and confess our sins and bring that sin into the light, we are cleansed of all darkness. See, when we don't confess our sins to another person, we hold the weight of that sin. You don't need to hold the weight of the sin on your own anymore. Like when I sin, I tell Jesus immediately, Jesus, I'm sorry. But that is just the beginning part. I'm not free of the oppression. Like if you fall into lust, you're going to have lustful thoughts. The devil has an in on you. He has a legal right to oppress you. And it's going to continue to be more lustful and lustful. But as you go to confession and you confess your sins to the priest, guess what? All the legal rights that demon has are closed down. You are filled with the light of God and you are walking in grace. And you don't have to carry the weight of that sin on your own. You can give it to the church. You give it to the priest through the sacrament. Sin has weight. Sin has weight. And there's so many people, you're not confessing your sins like Jesus asked us to do. So you're carrying the weight of your sin. You don't have to do that. God has given us a great gift. Maybe you're not Catholic. Here's a test. Go find where there's confession. Go into the confessional, tell the priest, I am not Catholic, so I know you can't absolve me from my sins, but I want to confess my sins as Jesus told me to do. And pour out your heart, confess all your sins, and then see how you feel when you walk out of that confessional. See how you feel. See if you feel spiritually light as a feather. See if the oppression has left you. See if you feel ready to do the works of God. Just try it. What is the harm? Go and confess your sins in a confessional. Tell the priest, I may not be Catholic, so you can't absolve me, but I want to see if there's any truth in what Jesus said. And see how you feel before walking in, and see how you feel after leaving the confessional. When people leave the confessional, they are glowing with the glory of God. Before they're going in, the devil is trying to do everything they can to keep them out of the booth.
And I want to say one thing. No weapon fastened against you will prosper. What you're going through, we've all gone through it, and are going through it again, possibly. But it will not break you if you trust in Jesus.
Right.
What is the object of the devil? To break you. Yeah. To break you. It will not break you as you trust in Jesus. The enemy wants you broken in a way that you can't work and put yourself together and do God's will. Oh, so many people have given way to that. But when temptation is at your door, stand up, your shoulders back, and say, in the name of Jesus, I surrender to the Christ who died and rose for me. And I ask for the power of the Spirit to go through this time of trial wonderfully.
Because this thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come so that you may have life and life abundantly, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Do you know what life abundantly means? That you have enough for yourself and enough to give away. That you have that you are living from the overflow. You know what the other job of the devil is and his demons? It's to make you holy. It is to make you holy, because without a little pressure in the spirit, we will never become holy. The devil is like a roaring lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. The devil is like a barking dog on a leash. God has him on a leash, and he only has as much power as you give to him. The devil has no power because I refuse to give him any power. But what is the devil doing? He is pulling up the impurities and the unbelief that's in me so that I can bring it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said the devil had come for me, but there was nothing in me that he could latch on to. Now, when I was driving here in the car, the Lord gave me a word that God uses exterior trials for interior transformation and purification. So God uses situation. God uses people abusing us and being mean to us. He uses it all so that we can be purified on this side of heaven. And the Lord says it is very important not to complain, because complaining closes the door to grace, while thanksgiving opens the door to grace. How many times in the Bible did God tell his people to stop complaining, to stop murmuring? Why? Because he wanted to give the people of Israel graces, blessings. And God wants to give you graces, spiritual, emotional, physical. But life and death is in the power of the tongue. And as I complain and as I murmur over God, I'm opening up avenues for the enemy to enter in. But as I thank God for the cross, as I thank God for the trial, because it is purifying me, I'm opening up grace for God to enter into. Even if I realize in times for me, I may know the spiritual laws that when something is happening that my human will doesn't like God has given me a cross, I may not be physically speaking and complaining, but in my heart I'm complaining. I'm saying, Lord, I don't want this, Lord. But instead of saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this purification, Lord. Thank you for this person coming against me, Lord. Thank you for this trial, Lord, because I know it's purifying my soul. See, I want to be purified on this side of heaven. What is purgatory for? It is to be purified. You know, maybe your pastor told you purgatory is not real. It's real. It's a place, because the greatest evil God could do is let us enter before God impure. See, the demons run away from the love of God because of the impurities in their soul. So there is a church triumphant in heaven, the church suffering in purgatory, and the church here on earth. So what is it for? That I am released of all my attachments. That so many times people are so attached to this world. They're attached to maybe their children, to family. We love them with a holy detachment. You're attached to your job, to your house. All of that is separating you from the love of God. God wants you to be completely detached and have the grace to not only share in the glory of Christ, but to share in the sufferings of Christ. Because nothing unholy can enter the presence of God. And God needs to send his fire to begin to purify us so that we become like God, all light and no darkness. But every trial you're going through, it is a great grace from the Lord Jesus Christ.
And again, the truth is, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Oh, there are many weapons that have been fashioned against me, but I turn to Jesus to be my shield against the darts of the devil. And the faith that he's given me. You say, I don't have too much faith. You have the faith of a mustard seed. That's all you need to move mountains. Yeah. What happens if you walked with Jesus for years and years and years, and now you have the faith of a watermelon seed, much bigger than the other? How did you get that? By trusting Jesus over and over and over again in every situation. I tell you, that's difficult. That's difficult because situations we want to solve, because we want this end from this situation. But Jesus said, the situation that's bothering you, surrender it to me. I will bring good out of it, even as you No, through the power of my cross, death, and resurrection, I will bring good out of every situation. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And you want to know something else? Because you're going through these things, eventually, people will come to you with the same problems that you have now. But you overcame them by grace. Then you'll be able to help them, to turn it over to the Lord Jesus Christ, to allow Jesus to be your shield. You see, nothing that happens to me is in vain. Everything God will use out of his love through the cross, even deep sin. People that have been in deep sin and now forgiven are able to touch other people who have not confessed their sins.
Amen.
Because they understand what it is to be in deep sin. I tell you, when people saw my sins, they would say they weren't deep. I tell you, they were deep. Yeah. Sin against God is deep. I don't want to have any sin against the Father, against Jesus, and against the Holy Spirit.
Because with knowledge becomes accountability. So the more you have a revelation of God's goodness and God's love and God's wisdom, the more accountable you are before God. So a sin that we might think is little, that someone who has experienced the goodness of God sins against the Lord, could be much more offensive and much greater in God's sight than a great, great sin that someone's committing of someone who just met the Lord.
Sin separates us from God. And the Word of God says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's you, and that's especially me. All have sinned. When the sinner comes to me, I would never say what a priest once said to me when I went to confession. I went to confession to this priest. He said to me after I made my confession, "You should have known better." I said to him, "Father, that's why I'm here. I didn't know better." He could have said, "My friend, your sins have been washed clean by the blood of Jesus, and now I'm going to give you absolution." No, he said, "You should have known better." I tell you, I would never say that to a penitent. "You should have known better." No, people don't need that. If I said that to somebody, it might turn them off and say, "I'm never going to confession again." That priest did not understand me. Confess your sins. Confess your sins. Go to a confessor that will care for you and care for your soul and care for your life. Go to someone who is human. Human, who understands the human being because he's one. I tell you, I understand humanity. You want to know why? Because I'm human. If someone comes to me with the deepest broken sin, never do I not understand, because by God's grace, God sent this person here to be forgiven. I'm not there to condemn. I'm there as the confessor to forgive. That's what Jesus said. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. That's real stuff. That's real stuff. We forfeit the experience of forgiveness by not going to confession, because I'm not going to confess my sins to another human being, you proud, arrogant person.
That's not the spirit of God, but you don't need to carry the weight of your sins. When you confess your sins, that weight that sin holds is lifted from you. So maybe you're not Catholic, go confess to your pastor. I would say, even if it's just to your friend, okay? I mean, there's levels in how effectiveness, but I would say someone in the ministry, someone you trust, go confess your sins to them. Go confess your sins to them and get rid of the weight of that sin. You know, God is so good. He has given us weapons of warfare. Father said sin separates us from God. That's why we need to be purified from our sins before we can even take part in the beatific vision. We need to be purified from our attachment to sin. See, I'm not at war with the devil. The devil is defeated. I'm at war with myself. Sin lives in me, and I got to constantly battle against this sin. I need to confess my sins. I need to pray. I need to dispose myself to receive the grace of God. You know, when I first came to God, it was, Lord, what can I do for you? I can preach, I can pray, I can. But really, the deeper you go, it's, Lord, how can I dispose myself to receive the fullness of what you have for me? Like when I fast, I'm fasting because I'm disposing my spirit and my soul to be able to receive the glory of God, that I can move past my flesh to receive the grace of God. When I go to confession, I'm disposing my soul to be in a place of total purity and grace so I can receive the fullness that God has for me, so that I can operate in freedom. So that when it's time to go and preach, I'm preaching in a place of freedom where the devil doesn't have legal rights to oppress me, to curse me. Like when I'm in Salem, I'm in grace through the sacraments and through faith and love in Christ. So as the Satanists and the witches, they throw curses on me. It has no power on me, because there's no avenues for the devil to attack me in. And see, we have perfect peace when we do things with perfect purity of intention. Jesus isn't concerned with the results. He is concerned with the intention in which we do things. Like when I go, if I go, God tells me to go preach. Jesus isn't concerned if 100 people are converted. He's concerned, am I doing this? Anthony, are you doing this only for the glory of God? And when we begin through grace to be in really suffering, we suffer enough that we just realize that any vanity, any way that I'm doing this with myself, they just become suffering. And you just get to this point where it's like, Lord, it's all right. Like, I know I'm going to suffer. I'm doing this only for you, and the cards are going to lay where they lay. But when you do something only for the love of Jesus Christ, you operate in perfect peace, because it doesn't become about the results. It just becomes about, I'm doing this because the Lord is calling me to do this. So here's a great test. If the Lord is calling you to do something and you have perfect peace while you're doing it, you're doing it only for the love of God. If you're doing something and you're filled with angst and judgment and fear, it means that in some part of me, it still happens with me, I'm speaking to myself, I'm doing it because God's calling me to do it, but I'm doing it for my own glory, my own satisfaction, and for my own vanity.
Sin wages against the Christian. We are not sinless. It is so easy to sin. Temptations come. And I'm telling you, and me, Each temptation that comes to you and me is tailored-made for you or me. I would never be tempted about starting a great corporation to honor myself. No, I don't want a corporation. But I would be tempted to say, when that person came to me, did I fully listen and give them the discernment and words that Jesus wanted to have in that person's life? I didn't do it, so what happened? I've sinned. I want to give to the person that which Jesus wants me to give. Once I went and heard a confession, and I heard Jesus say, don't question her. I said, okay, if that's what you say, don't question her. So I didn't. You see, when a priest is in the confessional, he is open to the word of God. It's not only him who absolves us, but him who hears from God himself. Confession is a great and awesome gift. I know people that are not Catholics said, I would never confess my sins to another person. But I tell you, Jesus said, do it. Who sins you forgive shall be forgiven.
Did he make a mistake?
If you make a mistake, you correct it by repenting.
That's right. And when we go to confession, we don't want to only confess the sins that we did, but what we failed to do. What St. Paul says, whatever is not faith is a sin. So in my day-to-day, in which areas did I not act in faith? Is the Lord calling me to sow money into the church, but I failed to do it because I don't have the faith that the Lord will be able to provide for me? That's a sin. Is the Lord calling me to go call someone on the phone and tell them about the love of Jesus, but I don't want to do it because that person annoys me? It's a sin. Is the Lord asking me to pray for someone, but I refuse to do it because what if they reject me? It's a sin. Whatever is not faith is a sin. See, the Lord wants us to come into this place of total union with him, total authority in ourselves as Christ lived through us. He doesn't want us namby-pambying around. See, God has so much for you, but we got to die to ourselves so that Jesus Christ can be resurrected in us. In the Eucharist, confession, these are weapons so that we can be effective. We need to learn how to communicate the gospel effectively. And there's only one way to do it, to speak the truth in love. There's people, they know every line of the Bible, but they can't effectively communicate the gospel effectively because the place they're speaking from is not a place of love. It's not Jesus speaking through them, because you can know the Bible but not surrender to Jesus. Reading the Bible doesn't save you. Surrendering to the Lord Jesus Christ saves us. And through his church, the church that Jesus divinely established, there's many graces for you. And there's graces outside of it. But Jesus didn't come to give us a book. Jesus came to establish a church. And that church gave us the word of God. That church gave us the sacraments. That church gave us the magisterium and truth. And so that we can be totally free. You know, just confess your sins. Confess them to your pastor. You do not need to carry the weight of your sin anymore. And as you confess them to another person, the weight of that sin is lifted off of you. So you can communicate effectively and operate freely in the kingdom of God as God allowed you to do. You know, as I preach in Salem, I'd go for 4 hours till I can't stop talking. And I wouldn't feel good. I would feel exhausted. But so many people have come up to me and said, I've never, thank you. I've never heard the gospel communicated in that way. But what's the way I'm communicating? I'm speaking the truth. I'm speaking of heaven and hell. But I'm speaking from a place of total love, total grace, total. It is so much easier. Jesus must have had so much more fun talking to sinners. Because when you communicate to people away from God, you communicate the heart of the Father. Usually when I'm speaking to Christians, the Holy Spirit through me wants to use me to lift them higher or give them correction or give them a kick in the tush. That prophetic isn't the funnest. The funnest is going in the street and communicating the heart of the Father to people far away from God. But St. Paul said, as a Christian, you become all things to all people.
Yes, becoming all things to all people. That's your call. And you do it by submitting yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not running away, but saying to the Lord, I am your servant. I am your child. I will always be your servant. By grace, I will always be your child. Help me never to condemn someone who's in sin. Help me to pray for them, that they would have the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And when you come to Jesus, you come as you are, but you don't get to stay as you are. The Lord wants to eradicate sin, fear, and death from your life as you surrender to Him.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.